Support comes from USC Online, providing exceptional online graduate programs, certificates, and upskilling for current and aspiring professionals. Explore your graduate options today with the University of Southern California at online.usc.edu.
This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Karen is 44 and lives in a homeless camp under a bridge, and she comes to the doctor with a very large skin infection on her left shoulder. The pain is so severe, she says she can't sleep, and even when she moves, even walks, it jiggles her left arm and the pain is worse. All she wants today is pain medicine and maybe some antibiotics. Well, it's no surprise that there is a link between economics and health. The poorer a person, the less likely they are to be in good health. Well, it also turns out that there's a link between economic pain and physical pain. People who perceive themselves to be in economic pain, meaning they have no dependable source of food, no place to call home, and no prospect of income in the near future, are more likely to experience physical pain. A report in the Harvard Business Review reminds us that while there is no data to suggest that Americans have had any increase in illnesses or injuries that cause pain, the use of painkillers has skyrocketed by more than 50% since 2006. And it's not just opioids and prescription pain relievers. People with economic insecurity spend about 20% more than others on over-the-counter pain relievers. Well, in an attempt to understand the link between poverty and pain, researchers moved to the lab. They hypothesized that even when people worry about economic insecurity, it can make pain worse. So researchers studied healthy undergraduates. All were asked to put their hands in ice-cold water for as long as they could. This was the baseline. Then, one group heard grim predictions about their future economic earning power. Another heard cheery news. Both groups had similar tolerance to cold-induced pain at the start of the study, but the group that heard the grim economic news now had a lower pain tolerance by almost 25%. Well, Karen has suffered a number of problems in her life: divorce, losing job after job, and chronic substance abuse. She describes her life as being out of control, and she can see no road toward normality. In fact, the authors of the Harvard report suggest the root cause of the link between economic insecurity and physical pain is a loss of control. Maintaining control in our lives is considered vital to our well-being. Without some semblance of control, our brain seems to process information, including painful stimuli, very differently. So it seems that we cannot tackle America's addiction to pain medicine without addressing its link to social issues. The two are inextricably linked. I surgically drained Karen's arm infection, resulting in substantial reduction in her pain, but I did nothing about the cause of the infection, which was her economic pain and dis-ease. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.